A good night of Shabbos, everyone. This week's parsha is really as loaded as they get. I was so torn what I'm supposed to address. It's a double parsha, parshas Vayakil Pekudei. At the same time, it is parshas HaChodesh, which speaks about a preparation for Chodesh of Nisan. It's Shabbos Mevarchim. It's just so loaded. It's a rabbi's nightmare. How do we pick and choose what to talk about? I'm going to share with you something, an inspiration that we can really take with on a practical way. Parshas HaChodesh speaks about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This month of Nisan I'm giving to you, he's giving us the concept of months. And you have to pay attention. The main word here is Lachem. We had months before this. Hashem is telling us now, I am giving you the months, Lachem to you. I want everyone to understand what that means. Klal Yisrael were slaves in Mitzrayim for 210 years. What is the main difference between a slave and a free person? The main difference is you both eat, you both drink. We have halachas how we have to treat slaves very respectfully. So what is the big difference? As a matter of fact, we in halacha hold that you have to treat a eved so well that the Gemara says if you acquire a slave, you acquire yourself a master. So the question becomes, what is the big difference? And the answer is one thing. Is the time yours? Or does the time belong to someone else? The time of an Eved is not his. He does not get to decide how to utilize his time. Hashem turns to Klal Yisrael and says, I'm Yisrael. You're leaving Mitzrayim now. What's the greatest gift you are receiving today? The greatest gift is you're becoming the owners of your time. As a matter of fact, in the Psikta it says, Chazal tells us, Hashem gave us, Rishu ben Levi says, his orlik in a clock. Hashem literally told us, the time is now yours. You just need to recognize that. We became free. Because Baruch Hu turns to us and says, you are now the owners of your time. And we have to understand that the entire Pesach is about time. And allow me to explain you. Pesach night was all b'chi pozoin. It was all in a rush, if you remember. Everything about Pesach night. We rush. There's nothing that's looked at more Pesach night than the clock. When you could start, when you could finish, before Chatzais, after Chatzais. You have to drink the Rebiyas in a certain amount of time. You have to eat the Kazai's Matz in a certain amount of time. It's the clock, it's the clock, it's the clock. What's the significance of that? Everything Pesach night is in a rush. It's halacha, because we did it, the Pesach night in Mitzrayim, we did a b'chi pozoin. Even taking the afikomen, which is a discussion in its own. It says, chayfin, it can grab it and run. We're grabbing and running. We're running. It's because it's the night we were told that the time is ours. And what is someone who's been oppressed for 210 years, robbed of his time, what do? Right when they find out that they have time, they quickly utilize it. My friends, what's the difference, the entire difference between chametz and matzah? Same exact ingredients. What makes something chametz? Kares. The worst that everyone can do is eat chametz on Pesach. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. Same kares. What? Because you didn't rush when you made the chametz. Matzah? Same ingredients. It's a mitzvah. Every kezayis. If only going on Pesach, every kezayis is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? This was rushed. This one was paying attention to the time. Why is the time the difference between kares and a mitzvah on Pesach? Because the lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you and I to internalize is the gift of time. That's the difference between the highest level and the lowest level, between chametz and matzah. Just time. This is what a person needs to remember. Lachem means now you got chirus, freedom. In America, there's a saying, time is money. In our life, there's something called time is Torah. So really, when does Pesach start? When does the inspiration of Pesach start? This week, when we start reading Parshas HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This is it. Because the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is one thing. It's the precious gift of time. And that starts now. This is why Parshas HaChodesh is so significant. I want to tell you an interesting, I want to finish with a story. Exactly a year ago, we lost Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Many amazing things were shared about him. Probably the most amazing is that how much he loved to learn and yet how much time he gave people. He saw people hours every day. But imagine how much time you think there was between a line, between person A and B, and B and C. He used to have his card on the Gemara and do 3 words. 5 words, 7 words, and that was worth it. Between people standing online, the 2-3 second interval, he learned 2-3 words of Gemara. You have to understand what that was. To think about how he valued his time and then how he gave all that time away to people, it's mind-boggling. But I want to just tell you an amazing story. He was asked, someone had a choice to get a top floor apartment in a building or bottom floor. And the person came over to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, listen to this. He said, if I take the top floor, I get the roof area. Or around my porch, I could do the mitzvah makkah. The mitzvah makkah is to build a wall around your, there's a mitzvah deraisa, that if you have a area that's over 10 tefachim, 36 inches, let's call it, it needs a wall. On the first floor, if I take that apartment, I won't need a wall. I won't need it. He says, on the other hand, he says, if I go ahead and I take the first floor apartment, people will see my mezuzah. People will see other things I do. So should I take a bottom apartment or a top apartment? And he had a whole halachic back and forth prepared which one he should do. And Reb Chaim looks at him and he says, what's the question? Take the bottom apartment. It'll take you less time. You'll waste less time. You'll be able to get quicker to what you have to do next. Value of time. He told someone. With all the halachic crap back and forth, the first floor, you have a choice. It'll take you quicker to get home. You'll be able to, whether it's helping your wife, whether it's going to sleep, whether it's time. Time is precious. There's a custom. I don't know if people still have it today, but definitely a custom practice in the huge part of the world that you buy a chasan, a gift. The bride's family, the kala's family buys them a gift. And the most area the gift is a gold watch. Today already stainless steel or another kind of to buy a watch. And one of the Ger Rebbes, forgot which one, said, what's the significance of that? And he says he's starting life now. There's gonna be all sorts of obligations. Baruch Hashem, he'll have a job. He's going to have children, and there's all sorts of things. We buy him a gold watch to show him the precious, how precious time is. Time is so, so precious. So you take a watch, time, and you make it out of gold, and you give it to him as a gift. Anyway, the lesson that I ask you all, next time you're rushing to clean for Pesach, or you're rushing to clean this, that, just remember the gift of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. What we gained leaving Mitzrayim was our time became ours. And remember, the only difference between Chametz and Matzah is how much time it is. And remember, everything we do about Pesach is rushed, and we're running to internalize how every second is so precious. Don't utilize it and don't waste it. We can internalize that lesson. Hopefully this very Pesach, we should be zeichet to have to do the Korban Pesach quick, because there's going to be a few million people, tens of millions of people maybe, that are going to have to make the Korban Pesach and have to bring the Korban Pesach. We hope that we'll be able to be zeichet to celebrate that in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.